And then I will read for us an invocation to Amitabha, which we will be moving into his realm today, this morning, at 10:30 with Ratnadeva. So we'll already start moving towards that realm. And after that reading, we'll do a period of metta bhavana together. So that's the program for this morning. So if you want to find, settle yourself. Let's begin.
Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Dharmaya.
Namo Dharmaya.
Namo Sanghaya.
Namo Sanghaya.
Namo Nama.
Namo Nama.
Om.
Om.
Ah.
Ah.
Hong.
Hong. Just have this sense of arriving at the particular space where you are right now. And just feeling the seat underneath you or the ground below you. Be sitting on a chair, you might be sitting on a cushion. Maybe some people are lying down. So just really feeling that gravity allowing you to be fully present and relaxed. Whatever surface is supporting you. Just even take a deep breath in. Just knowing that you are inhabiting this moving, breathing body. That form that is full of life. Just noticing where your chest expands and contracts with each breath. Directing your attention to your feet. Noticing any sensations that may be present in those feet that are rested after a night. Just noticing any sensations, any tingling. Shifting your attention to your shins. Noticing any contact with clothing. Noticing any holding that may be present. And just noticing what happens when you rest your attention and the sensations. Moving that attention further up your thighs and groins. So there is lots of holding there. Just see sensations. What might happen if you bring attention to those sensations, letting go into the ground, trusting the ground, the earth below us. And shifting attention to your belly. And have a sense of the breath reaching into the belly and moving that area. Just notice what might happen when you let go of holding in the belly. Just following the curvature of your spine with your attention, noticing any sensations, the clothing on your back. Just following that tension from your spine to your head, poised. The end of your spine, naturally poised. Noticing the crown of your head, the sensations there. Inviting the muscles of your face to relax, especially around the eyes. And just enjoying for a moment the joy of just sitting between the sky and the earth. Sitting and breathing. No heart area and chest area. Maybe like a doorway that we open. And just allowing the reading on Amitabha to enter our heart. Turning to the west in the rays of the setting sun, I bow to the ruby red light of the Buddha Amitabha. Lover of light, you sit on a rich red lotus, adrift on the ocean of existence. Your hands touch together in your lap. A soft red lotus growing between them. You are deep in meditation, completely at peace with yourself. Rich red light emanates from every pore of your skin. Your red robes are embroidered with gold. Soft red light and a rainbow surround you. The wisdom aura of green encircles your head. You are the rich red light of the setting sun, sinking into the ocean of existence. Your rays extending across the sea to meet us. With your light comes your love. A warm, passionate love for all that lives, suffusing all things, nourishing and healing, bringing back to life the hurt and wounded. The red light washes over us, melting the ice of our hearts, yet always you are deep in meditation, your energy drawn inwards, moving from the senses to the riches of your inner world. From this wholeness and containment, your love shines out. And the lotus growing in your hands, each red petal slowly opening and emanating light. This lotus echoes the growth in us of our own inner life, our own aspirations, the gentle warming and unfolding of our own hearts. Lover of light, your discriminating vision sees each person exactly as they are, loves each one according to their needs. You perceive clearly the nature of all things, seeing with the eye of reality, beneath the form to the thing itself. O Amitabha, you are the fire element, a spark of life, the warmth and heat that is life itself. Let the fires of your love burn brightly for all to see. O Amitabha, help us to come alive to a world beyond the senses. Help us to experience the joy of meditation, the ever-renewing energies of our own minds. Help us to enter Sukhavati, the blissful land of your light, the blissful land of your love. A period of cultivating loving kindness out of that land of love that we can draw on from Amitabha, bringing firstly loving kindness to ourselves. Opening to that loving kindness that's there for us. bringing to our mind somebody we may find friendly. Bring them to our minds and hearts, wishing them well. That attitude of loving kindness. your friend dissolve in your mind, heart. Inviting person you may not know that well. Wishing them well, standing that attitude of loving kindness towards them. Letting the person dissolve in your heart, mind. And bring into mind the person we may have difficulty with. And just noticing sensations and feeling tones that may arise. And bringing kindness to that. Bringing that attitude of loving kindness, well wishing for the person. Just bringing yourself to mind, a friend, a person you may not know that well, a person you've just had in mind, you may have a difficulty with. Just holding them in mind, wishing them well. Using that land of love from Amitabha, and that wisdom of equality from Ratnasambhava. Expanding that attitude of loving kindness further. To people in our homes or neighborhoods. Maybe expanding that well-wishing further to our cities. People in our cities and countries. So wishing people well. And freedom from suffering. own time. Bringing the meditation to a close. Maybe opening your eyes. Resting your eyes on the image of Amitabha. So thank you everyone for practicing together this morning. And I invite you for the period that we have now to just carry on that loving kindness we've been cultivating in your activity, maybe getting breakfast, maybe just sitting, having a little walk. Whatever you're going to be doing and whoever you're going to be meeting, just carrying on with that loving attitude until we meet at 10:30 and we'll explore in more depth the land of Amitabha. There we are.
Good. Good. So,
Amitabha. Should we stop the recording?
I think I did. Oh, no, I didn't. I thought I did. I tried to. Oh, I pressed.